Silent Witness by Acacia. Malfoy Manor was a spectacle of winter magic on Christmas Eve, draped in garlands of enchanted holly and illuminated by floating globes of golden light. The centerpiece of the evening's festivities was the great Christmas tree, stretching nearly to the vaulted ceiling, its ornaments shimmering like stars. Pansy Parkinson leaned against the marble banister of the grand staircase, a glass of fire whiskey in her hand, her sharp eyes scanning the crowd below with a look of faint amusement. Antonin Dolohov, standing near the tree with a glass of his own, felt her gaze like a jolt of electricity. She had been watching him all evening, her sharp tongue and sharper wit carving through the air whenever she spoke. It was all a game to her, he suspected, baiting, challenging, testing how far she could push. But tonight, something in her manner seemed different. Intentional. With a sigh, Antonin left the cluster of dull conversations around him and made his way toward the staircase. She noticed his approach immediately, a smirk curling her dark red lips.
"Well, if it isn't the brooding shadow of Christmas," she drawled as he ascended to her level. "Come to scowl at me up close."
He raised an eyebrow, undeterred.
"Perhaps I wanted to see what was so amusing from your perch."
Her eyes sparkled with mischief as she took a slow sip of her drink.
"Oh, you know, watching grown men trip over themselves trying to impress. It's pathetic, really."
"And what of you, Miss Parkinson? Are you above such displays of ambition?"
"Always."
She tilted her head, her gaze appraising.
"Why? Were you hoping to impress me?"
He chuckled low in his throat.
"You're not easily impressed."
"True,"
she said, her tone laced with mock pity.
"But I would so enjoy watching you try."
Pansy turned and walked onto the balcony, knowing that he would follow. Snow fell softly around them, the garden below blanketed in white. Above, the stars glittered in the velvet sky, one brighter than all the rest, casting a faint glow over the scene.
"Do you ever stop talking?"
Antonin asked, his voice low as he leaned on the stone railing beside her.
"Do you ever stop brooding?"
she shot back, her lips quirking into a grin.
"It's Christmas, Dolohov. Lighten up."
"I'm not much for festivities,"
he admitted, his gaze lifting to the sky.
"But I do appreciate the stars, that one especially."
He nodded toward the brightest star above them.
"They call it the Christmas star. It is said to bring hope to those who need it most."
Pansy followed his gaze, her expression softening briefly before the smirk returned.
"A bit sentimental for you, isn't it?"
"Even I am allowed a moment,"
he said, turning to face her.
"Though I'd wager you're more sentimental than you let on."
"Oh, please,"
she scoffed, though her cheeks flushed slightly.
"I'm as cold as this weather."
"I don't believe that,"
he said, his voice dropping to a near whisper.
"You hide behind your wit, but I see through it."
Her breath hitched and she faltered for a moment.
"And what do you think you see?"
"Someone who wants more than she's willing to admit."
She stared at him, her carefully constructed bravado wavering under the intensity of his gaze. The tension between them was electric and undeniable. Finally, she broke the silence with a huff.
"You're insufferable."
"And you're impossible,"
Antonin replied, a faint smile tugging at his lips. Before she could think of another retort, he closed the distance between them. His hand, warm despite the cold, brushed against her cheek, tracing the line of her jaw with deliberate slowness. The shock of his touch sent a shiver through her, and she swallowed, but didn't move away. Antonin's thumb grazed her skin, his dark blue eyes locked on hers with an intensity that made her heart skip a beat. When Antonin's lips finally met hers, it was bold, consuming, and demanding. Pansy kissed him back with equal fervor, her fingers curling into the fabric of his coat, pulling him closer, as though daring him to take more. He obliged, tilting her head back to deepen the kiss, his free hand settling at the small of her back to press her against him. Pansy's lips parted under his demanding tongue, and the taste of fire whiskey mingled between them. Snowflakes melted on her flushed cheeks, but she barely noticed. She was consumed with the feel of his mouth, the warmth of his hands roaming her body, and the passionate way he kissed her. She let out a soft, involuntary gasp as his teeth grazed her bottom lip, and she retaliated with a sharp tug on his collar, pulling him even closer. For someone who prided herself on control, she was quickly abandoning it to the desire he ignited within her. Antonin trailed kisses along her jawline, his breath hot on her skin. She moaned softly as he began nipping and sucking at her neck, his body hard against hers. His hands wandered lower, squeezing her hips through the fabric of her dress, before sliding upwards to cup her breasts. Their mouths clashed together once more, aggressive and hungry, and Pansy trembled beneath his touch. When they finally broke apart, both were breathless and wanting more. Antonin's thumb brushed her cheek one last time before he pulled back slightly, though his hand remained at her waist, anchoring her to him, and he looked into her eyes with an intensity that made her shiver. "That," she said, catching her breath, "was unexpected."
"Unwanted?" he asked, his voice low.
She hesitated, then shook her head with a grin.
"Hardly. But don't let it go to your head."
"I wouldn't dream of it," he replied,
dimples briefly revealing themselves beneath his beard. The distant sound of bells chiming signaled the midnight hour. Pansy sighed, casting a reluctant glance toward the party inside.
"I suppose we should go back before someone sends out a search party."
"Do we have to?"
he murmured mischievously, his fingers lingering at her waist.
"Unfortunately, yes. I do have a reputation to maintain, you know," she teased,
though her voice was softer now, almost uncertain. He chuckled, stepping back but keeping his gaze locked on hers.
"Then go, Miss Parkinson. But don't think this is the end."
"Was that a promise, Dolohov?"
she asked, her smirk returning, though her eyes betrayed a flicker of hope.
"An inevitability," he corrected,
his tone confident.
"Under this star, it was only a matter of time."
With a final glance, she turned and walked back inside, her stride self-assured, but her heart racing. Antonin remained on the balcony, watching her disappear into the crowd, the faintest trace of a smile on his lips. Above, the brightest star shone on, silent witness to the beginning of something neither of them could deny.